It's Saturday, March 9th. You got another voice in your ear. And not only that, I got Nathan Southwick in the house today.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah. Let's go, guys. We got some great stories coming today with the Mr. Chris Reeves. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. It's been one of those weeks, hasn't it, Ben Jordan?
Oh, it's been a week, hasn't it?
Yeah. Paul and Kyle have been all over the place. You've been on the show a bunch. I'm just still in my producer seat.
It's been a lot, hasn't it been?
And I'm here. And Chris is here.
And Chris is here. Chris, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, yeah, thanks for having me. As per, you know, it's funny. I'm thanking you for having me. Like, schedule didn't tell us.
It should be the other way around. Chris, thank you for letting me come on your show.
Right. It's really like Chris is the normal one here on the show. We're the guests.
Yeah, that's right. Chris, how has your week been?
You know, it's been good. A lot of sunny days here in Tennessee. Today being the exception. It's very rainy and kind of chilly out. But you got to take the rain with the shine, right?
Yeah,
April showers.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. Oh man, so there's a lot of great things that have happened this week. A lot of great news coverage we've had in the Asoduverse. Obviously, we got AsoduCon coming up with only 61 days away. If you want to check out the speakers, we got those out as well as the agenda. You're going to see a little bit more being filled in here and there. Check that out, AsoduCon.com. But Chris, let's get into it, man. Like, what this week happened that you're super proud to share?
Yeah. I'm always very proud to share that somehow the people we support are doing so many wonderful things by supporting other people. It makes me feel like we supported those people. You know what I mean? In terms of personal pride, I feel like we helped this happen in some strange way that I can't quite quantify. In Irvine, Texas, there's a Park Place dealership group. There's multiple dealerships part of the group. And they're celebrating their third annual season of giving, they call it. And essentially, it's like 10, not 10, I'm sorry. Don't let me undersell it. It's $100,000 that they take applications for from local nonprofits and local support groups and local, just community-oriented places that they want to hear from the community how they should be spending this benevolence. You know what I mean? So I think the article that I wrote up on it, they got 400 applications for these grants and these, wow, you know, these donations. And they ended up selecting 18 all in their North Texas region. And essentially they pieced this $100,000 out between $2,500 and about $10,000 each group. And they covered stuff like, educational stuff for kids. They did one that's provides free mammograms to people who may not have access to that, you know, healthcare wise, which if you know anything about, you know, breast cancer or cancer in general, early detection saves lives, you know? So having access to that, not thinking, well, I can buy groceries this week or get this checked, you know, they're saving lives, they're saving families, which I just love that, you know, and they, by doing it this way, like, again, I just want to say, like, they're listening to the people in their community and saying, like, where should we share the goodness of our, you know, abundance? And I just love that.
Yeah. Well, the other cool part too is, so it's Park Place in Texas, mm-hmm, which they were bought by Asbury like a year or two ago. And you said it's the third annual one. So that happened before the acquisition and it's still happening after. So that's cool that it's a public company that still allows them to do that in a great way. That just tells you that they understand that it's the community and the people of that community and their passions that really drive what makes them great.
Yeah.
Man, that's cool. Nathan, what are your thoughts?
I love this because it's a little different than I think a lot of times we hear about like someone doing a fundraiser to directly support something, like someone has a cause and so they design a fundraiser around it. This time they designed a fundraiser without a cause.
Mm.
Right.
That's true.
And we're just like, hey, we want to just give back and you tell us how we can help, mm-hmm, rather than us telling you how we should help.
Yeah.
Right. Cause I think that's sometimes like, let me get on a little philosophical high horse for a second. Right. But that's sometimes like our own arrogance, sometimes, not all the time. Sometimes our own arrogance can get in the way of us serving or giving. And we think that we know best. And I'm not trying to say that everyone who like gives back, like that's the case. That's not the case, but that sometimes can be the case in our own hearts. But it's a different thing to say, I just want to give, where can I help?
Mm-hmm.
And then let others sort of say, here's areas where you can help. And like 400 applicants, that's great. I mean, the 400 applicants shows me that they have a bunch of depth in their community,
mm-hmm.
where like it's that well known that 400 different organizations would say, hey, here's how you can help us. And that's also really cool.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It shows that like, I don't have these numbers in front of me, but I wonder what the application rate for that first year was.
Sure. Yeah, that's true.
I love what you're saying. Like, and the words are coming to me, like anybody can have a passion for a cause and form a nonprofit and dedicate their time and their money and their team to it. But to have compassion, you have to listen to what people are saying and treat their passion like it's yours, you know?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's a much better way of saying what I was saying.
So no, you said it, bro. I'm a word person.
But yeah, you're right. Anytime that you can have a need that you can fill in a community, but also you go to the community and say, what needs do you guys have and how can we help do that? Anytime you can do that where you're in a place where you can give $100,000 back, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah,
well,
man.
Well, that's a great way to start a Saturday. Nathan, Chris, thank you guys so much for joining us. Nathan, that's a great thing to start with, isn't it?
that's a great thing, man. Hey, second Saturday of a five Saturday month.
That's right. Look at that. You got today and three more to go. Everybody go out today and kill it.
Yeah.